Welcome to another episode of the NewsRamp Business and Corporate Podcast. I'm your host, Max Newsman, excited to bring you today's top stories. At NewsRamp.com, we gather the latest business news from the best sources, ensuring you stay updated and engaged. Before we begin, a quick reminder. This podcast features AI-assisted production and voices, but the news we present is genuine, with full stories available on NewsRamp.com. Today is Thursday morning, October 16th, 2025, and we've curated a fantastic selection of business and corporate news just for you. So whether you're commuting, working out, or just relaxing, stay tuned and let's dive right in. Let's kick things off with our first headline.
NeuroOne promotes Emily Johns to Chief Administrative Officer. NeuroOne Medical Technologies Corporation has promoted Emily Johns to Chief Administrative Officer and General Counsel. Johns, who joined earlier this year, will lead legal strategy and oversee human resources, compliance, security, and risk areas. Dave Rosa, President and CEO, praised her impactful contributions and future growth potential. Johns expressed excitement for strengthening operations and infrastructure to expand the reach of their life-changing technologies. With a background in public company law, including work with NeuroOne since 2017, Johns is well-equipped for her new role. NeuroOne is focused on developing minimally invasive solutions for neurological disorders, aiming to improve patient outcomes and reduce procedural costs. For more information, visit www.nmtc1.com. Mining news breaks: Silvercorp Metals Inc. SVM, MMERIC-M, reports 23% revenue growth in Q2 fiscal 2026. Silvercorp Metals Inc., SVM, reported a 23% revenue growth in Q2 fiscal 2026, with approximately $83.3 million in revenue driven by higher silver and lead output. The company produced 1.7 million ounces of silver and 1.84 million silver equivalent ounces, along with 14.2 million pounds of lead and 5.6 million pounds of zinc. Active exploration and mine development continued across various projects, with a preliminary economic assessment underway for the Condor project. Silvercorp will release its full Q2 results on November 6, 2025. For more information, visit Silvercorp's newsroom at ht.ibn.fm/svm.
Investor news breaks: Anovis Bio Inc., NYNVS, closes $6 million registered direct offering. Anovis Bio Inc., a late-stage clinical drug platform company focusing on neurodegenerative diseases, including Alzheimer's and Parkinson's, has closed a $6 million registered direct offering. The offering consisted of 4 million shares of common stock at $1.50 per share, with H.C. Wainwright & Co. serving as the exclusive placement agent. The gross proceeds of $6 million before fees and expenses will be used for working capital and general corporate purposes. Anovis is dedicated to developing innovative therapies to improve patient outcomes and quality of life in diseases such as AD and PD. For more information, visit the company's website.
Investor news breaks: Eloro Resources Ltd. TSV, OTCQX, ELRF, P2QM to present at Centurion One Capital 3rd Annual Bahamas Summit. Eloro Resources Ltd., a mining company with properties in Bolivia, Peru, and Quebec, will be presenting at the Centurion One Capital 3rd Annual Bahamas Summit on October 28-29, 2025. CEO Thomas Larson will update investors on the company's progress during the event. Eloro has an option to acquire the Isca property in Bolivia, a significant mineral deposit type. The company also owns the La Victoria Gold-Silver Project in Peru. For more information, visit Eloro's website at elororesources.com.
Telvantis Inc. terminates Regulation A offering, returns 250,000 unsubscribed shares to Treasury. Telvantis Inc., a Florida-based technology-driven telecommunications and enterprise solutions provider, announced the termination of its Regulation A offering. The company returned 250 million unsubscribed shares to Treasury and operates debt-free. Telvantis, known for its advanced 5G technologies and cloud-based communications platforms, is poised for growth in the telecommunications industry. Investors should be cautious of forward-looking statements and market conditions. For more information, visit Telvantis' website or contact Investor Relations.
UMAX partners with LifeLock to deliver built-in identity protection and encrypted private browsing for all internet customers. UMAXX, the nation's most secure and fastest-growing 5G internet provider, has partnered with LifeLock to offer built-in identity protection and private browsing capabilities to all customers. This industry-leading offering brings identity theft protection and personal privacy tools directly into customers' hands, making UMAX the first internet provider to offer this level of protection as part of every plan. With more than 75 million Americans affected by identity theft, UMAX's new offering includes LifeLock Identity Theft Protection and the $1 Million Protection Package, along with Norton Encrypted Private Network. By integrating cybersecurity directly into every plan, UMAX is redefining what consumers should expect from an internet provider, delivering a personal digital fortress for customers and their families.
Introducing DeadClick Revival, new tool revolutionizes remarketing tactics with unprecedented identification abilities. DeadClick Revival, launched in May 2025, is revolutionizing how businesses collect and utilize visitor data for marketing and sales strategies. This visitor re-identification tool traces internet protocol addresses back to real individuals, providing valuable information such as names, email addresses, and more. Founder Megan Gaffney emphasizes the importance of moving beyond basic data like age and gender. With DeadClick Revival, businesses can enhance their operations and increase ROI by leveraging the detailed information provided. Partnering with Pocket Hercules, clients can craft engaging follow-up messages to solidify consumer relationships. Restricted industries have found success using DCR to navigate digital advertising restrictions. DeadClick Revival offers a unique solution for lead generation and customer engagement across various industries.
Opowitza Exploration, Inc. announces a conceptual exploration target. Opowitza Explorations, Inc. is pleased to announce the exploration for a conceptual exploration target at its Bazooka property, located along the Cadillac-Larder Lake break. The company aims for a target of 10 to 40 million tons, grading between 0.9 to 1.45 grams per ton gold. The known mineralization is hosted within a 60-meter-wide zone of quartz carbonate sericite and talc chlorite schists. The region has shown potential for high-grade gold discoveries with strategic positioning in the Abitibi Greenstone Belt. Opowitza's Bazooka properties cover 7 kilometers of the prolific CLLB and are bound to the west by the Wasamac Gold property. Yvonne Boussières, Piang, is the independent qualified person for Opowitza Explorations. For further information, contact Blake Morgan, President and Chief Executive Officer of Opowitza Explorations, Inc.
Falcon Energy Materials pilot plant set for Q4 2025 completion as 3 potential customers commence sample qualification process. Falcon Energy Materials PLC is making significant progress with the construction of its pilot plant in Morocco, set for completion in Q4 2025. The plant aims to produce large-scale, high-purity coated spherical purified graphite for the global battery industry. 3 potential customers have started the qualification process for CSPG samples. The pilot plant is on track for completion, marking a key step towards securing long-term agreements for Falcon's proposed 25,000 TPA anode plant. Civil construction works are progressing well under Open Steel Structure Maroc SARL, with major processing equipment set to be shipped to Morocco in November 2025. Falcon's strategic advantage in Morocco offers direct access to world-class port infrastructure and competitive operating costs. The company is committed to becoming a reliable supplier of battery anode materials while promoting sustainability and transparency in the supply chain.
The Great Greek Mediterranean Grill debuts its first special venue location at T-Mobile Arena in Las Vegas. The Great Greek Mediterranean Grill has opened its first special venue location at the T-Mobile Arena in Las Vegas. This marks the brand's debut in the sports and entertainment venue space, offering fresh Mediterranean flavors to fans. The restaurant, located on the arena's main concourse, will feature a scaled-down menu with favorites like the Great Greek Gyro, falafel pita, hummus, feta fries, and mom's rice pudding. This strategic expansion by co-founders Nick Della Penna and Trent Jones reflects the brand's growth and flexibility. The Great Greek Mediterranean Grill is part of the Big Flavor Brands division of United Franchise Group and has quickly become one of the 10 fastest-growing restaurant chains in the country, with over 70 locations in 22 U.S. states. For more information on franchise opportunities, visit thegreatgreekgrillfranchise.com.
Accelerate growth. Michigan businesses invited to free AI-driven connector room matchmaking event. Save the date. Coming soon to your city and state. Pre-register now. Michigan businesses are invited to a free AI-driven connector room matchmaking event aimed at accelerating growth and fostering professional connections. The event, organized by Free Spirit Capital Ventures and Social Solace in partnership with the Michigan CRA Association, offers one-on-one sessions with experts in lending, marketing, AI and technology, and consulting. Attendees complete an assessment, receive a custom profile, get matched with professionals, and engage in 15-minute speed sessions. The event, scheduled for October 22, 2025, at the Wyndham Garden Hotel and Conference Center in Flint, MI, promises actionable insights, direct connections to support growth, and clear next steps. Space is limited, so businesses are encouraged to register early through the business interest form or by scheduling a quick call for sponsorship opportunities. MLM Custom Homes and Renovations, voted Best Construction Company in My New Orleans Magazine's 2025 Best of Home Awards. MLM Custom Homes and Renovations has been voted the winner for Best Construction Company in My New Orleans Magazine's 25 Best of Home Awards. Established over 17 years ago, MLM specializes in custom new home construction, historic renovations, kitchen and bathroom remodels, and commercial renovations. Known for transparency and quality, MLM leverages tools like BuilderTrend software for real-time project updates. General contractor Mashi Madritsky expressed gratitude for the recognition, highlighting the team's passion for creating exceptional spaces. MLM has also received the 2025 House Best Designs Build Company Award and the 2025 Best Customer Service Award by Pulse of the City New Orleans. For more information, visit their website. Nonprofit Community Investment Organization welcomes esteemed board member. CAHEC is pleased to welcome Joaquin Altoro to its board of directors. With over 30 years of experience in banking, state government, and federal leadership, Joaquin is known for advancing innovative approaches to housing finance. His career focuses on promoting equitable housing opportunities through inclusive communities. Currently, as managing director at Falcon Capital Advisors, Joaquin helps design complex housing finance transactions. Previously, he served as administrator of USDA's Rural Housing Service, responsible for a $185 billion portfolio supporting housing and community facilities. Dana Boole, president and CEO of CAHEC, praised Joaquin's expertise in housing finance and community development. CAHEC is a nonprofit organization providing affordable housing and supportive services in the Southeast and Mid-Atlantic regions through various initiatives like low-income housing tax credits and wellness programs.
GS Modular will be present at the 138th Canton Fair, leading the future of modular buildings. GS Modular, a global leader in modular construction, will be showcasing its modular housing, flat-pack container houses, and expandable mobile houses at the 138th China Import and Export Fair. As the global construction industry seeks faster project delivery and sustainable practices, GS Modular's efficient, eco-friendly, and customizable building solutions are at the forefront. Leveraging advanced technology and innovative designs, the company offers flexible housing solutions for residential and commercial needs. With rapid assembly, high energy efficiency, and mass customization options, GS Modular is driving innovation in modular construction. CEO Henry Fu emphasizes the commitment to smarter and greener practices, positioning GS Modular as a leading provider of sustainable modular houses worldwide.
The Unpaid Empire. Monique Lewis raised $20 million, elevating unknown brands to viral heights, before suffering betrayal and massive loss. Monique Lewis, founder of Monique Lewis Management, has overcome betrayal, exploitation, and massive losses to reshape the publicity industry with integrity and resilience. Despite facing setbacks, the firm has forged groundbreaking partnerships, helping clients in AI, fintech, and crypto ventures achieve over a 75% increase in visibility and revenue. Now, Lewis is on a mission to support immigrants through their application processes with dignity. Monique Lewis Management is opening its doors to true investors who believe in authentic transformation. With a portfolio including the Oscars, Grammys, and NBA, the firm has generated over $20 million in investments for clients, setting a new standard for ethical, high-impact publicity.
Southern Med Pediatrics expands into Rock Hill with addition of Sunshine Pediatrics. Southern Med Pediatrics has expanded into Rock Hill with the addition of Sunshine Pediatrics, a trusted provider of children's health care in the community for over two decades. Dr. Raj Patel and the existing Sunshine team will continue to provide compassionate care, now with new weekday hours and Saturday morning visits for added flexibility. Patients will also gain access to telemedicine options, behavioral health services, and a coordinated pediatric network across South Carolina. Dr. Kyle Guyton, co-founder of Southern Med Pediatrics, expressed excitement to welcome Sunshine Pediatrics into the Southern Med family, emphasizing the commitment to exceptional care and expanded services for Rock Hill's families. Dr. Raj Patel of Sunshine Pediatrics shared his enthusiasm for joining Southern Med, ensuring patients will receive the same personal care with the added resources of Southern Med Pediatrics. For more information on Southern Med Pediatrics and its mission to provide comprehensive pediatric care to underserved communities, visit www.southernmedpeds.com. Sweetgrass Pediatrics expands coastal reach with addition of Inlet Pediatrics. Sweetgrass Pediatrics announces the addition of Inlet Pediatrics, now operating as Sweetgrass Pediatrics at the Inlet in Murrells Inlet. Led by Dr. Amanda Drozieko, MD, and nurse practitioner Dawn Fox, the practice continues its compassionate, family-centered pediatric care. This expansion strengthens Sweetgrass Pediatrics' presence in the Grand Strand region, offering greater convenience and access to local families. With updated office hours and new services like telemedicine and online appointment scheduling, Sweetgrass Pediatrics at the Inlet aims to provide exceptional care while expanding resources for the community. For more information, visit sweetgrasspediatrics.com.
Airbus Defense and Space and Omnitronics sign MOU to advance interoperability in critical communications. Airbus Defense and Space and Omnitronics have signed a Memorandum of Understanding to advance interoperability in critical communications. The collaboration aims to develop gateways that connect AGNET and TETRA technologies by Airbus with standards like P25 and DMR, along with Omnitronics' radio dispatch management systems. This partnership seeks to enhance communication capabilities in mission-critical environments. Airbus Defense and Space, known for secure communication platforms, joins forces with Omnitronics, a leader in radio over IP and dispatch systems. Together, they plan to deliver flexible solutions tailored to customer needs. This strategic step towards interoperability will benefit various sectors by improving operational efficiency and safety.
Electronic Frontier Limited leverages Incognito software systems via BMCOM to advance UK service provider device management. Electronic Frontier Ltd, a UK telco altnet market distributor, has chosen Incognito Software Systems' digital experience solution to offer premium device management services to broadband provider customers. This solution provides centralized visibility and control over broadband devices, enabling faster service activation, proactive Wi-Fi management, and reduced operational costs. The cloud-based platform will be managed by BMCOM. Mark Torrens, VP of EMEA Sales at BMCOM, expressed confidence in Incognito's platform to meet EFL's needs, supporting existing TR069 technologies and next-generation standards like TR369/USP. Connor McCann, General Manager of EFL, highlighted the importance of Incognito's comprehensive device management tools for today's broadband market. Incognito Software Systems has over 200 customers worldwide, including América Móvil, Cox, Digicel, Globe, and Orange, leveraging its solutions to introduce innovative broadband services over fiber and 5G fixed wireless access technologies.
Prominent Canadian picker Wayne Leary retiring after 60 years auctioning rare personal and store collectibles. Prominent Canadian picker Wayne Leary, known as the Mad Picker, is retiring after 60 years of auctioning rare personal and store collectibles. Wayne has built a remarkable reputation for his sharp eye for the rare and extraordinary, uncovering hidden gems in basements, sheds, and estates. He recently sold his business to directauctions.com, but will continue to collaborate with them. Wayne's personal and store collection will be auctioned off, featuring standout pieces like a historically significant local carving and rare Canadian Addison radios. Jeff Schwartz, owner of directauctions.com, expressed excitement about presenting this unique collection, calling it a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity for collectors. The live online auction will take place over 2 days, showcasing over 2,000 rare and collectible pieces. Don't miss this historic event on October 28th and 29th, 2025, starting at 1 p.m. PDT. Worldwide shipping available.
Elite Build Construction launches new website showcasing full-spectrum concrete, steel building, and barn dominium services. Elite Build Construction, a Native American-owned firm based in Tulsa, has launched a new website showcasing their expanded services. The website highlights their expertise in steel-framed commercial buildings, metal building systems, barn dominium construction, and precision concrete work. EBC offers turnkey solutions for commercial and industrial buildings, metal structures, custom living spaces, and concrete projects. Owner Sean Jones emphasizes quality, timeliness, and trust in all their projects. The website features service modules, project portfolios, online request forms, and educational resources. EBC serves clients within 100 miles of Tulsa, prioritizing local responsiveness and transparent communication. For more information, visit www.ebc-ok.com. Job Warmup launches next-generation AI interview platform, empowering job seekers and hiring teams alike. Job Warmup has launched a next-generation AI interview platform that empowers job seekers and hiring teams alike. For job seekers, the platform offers AI interview coach and realistic simulation, instant feedback and improvement suggestions, progress tracking and analytics, and 24/7 accessibility and flexibility. Users can practice anytime, anywhere, at their own pace. For businesses, Job Warmup's enterprise solution reduces time to hire by 60%, provides objective and consistent screening, offers scalable one-shot interviews, and includes recruiter dashboard and deep insights. The platform is fully GDPR compliant and secure, with optional branded candidate experience. Founder and CEO Ziv Serge Abend emphasizes the importance of helping candidates shine and businesses screen smarter. Job seekers can start with a free trial at jobwarmup.com, while businesses can request a demo at jobwarmup.com/en/business. How to Live Like a Rockstar? Tour Bus Optional soars to number one international bestseller in finance. How to Live Like a Rockstar, Tour Bus Optional, the brand new book by international speaker, award-winning wealth strategist, and media personality Wendy Lyon, the financial Lyon, has skyrocketed to become the number one international bestseller in finance in the US, UK, Canada, and France. Launched on September 30, 2025, this book is not just about money. It's a bold call to live life on your terms with confidence, abundance, and joy. Lyon's message is clear. You don't need a tour bus, just a plan. With practical strategies and empowering insights, readers can start building the life they were always meant to live. Fans can get their copy on Amazon and visit howtolivelikearockstar.vp for exclusive content and to join the Rockstar Life Academy program. Brick by Brick, elevating Bay Area outdoor living with timeless design. Brick has made a comeback in Bay Area outdoor living, offering versatility and durability for residential landscapes. Opuland's Landscape Design and Construction sees brick as an artistic medium that can elevate any outdoor space, from patios to pathways and fire features. Its modular form allows for creative design options, while its natural traction and permeability make it ideal for the Bay Area's diverse microclimates. Brick can visually expand narrow spaces with patterns like herringbone and add charm with built-in seating or planters. Retaining walls shape terraced gardens, while outdoor kitchens and fire pits add timeless appeal. Opulens invites homeowners to explore how brick can bring warmth and enduring character to their property, at offering professional landscape design and installation services. Recent data shows increase in fundraising at galas in 2025. Behind the numbers. Recent data from Raising Paddles shows that nonprofit galas have seen an increase in attendance by 6% and giving per attendee by 8.7% from 2022 to 2025. Despite a slight decline in revenue per attendee in 2025, total revenues at galas have increased by 14% overall. This growth can be attributed to the use of professional fundraising auctioneers and the generosity of key donors filling revenue gaps. Raising Paddles offers consulting services to help nonprofits optimize fundraising opportunities. For more information, visit www.raisingpaddles.com.
AppMakers USA celebrates 11 years of building scalable, AI-driven apps across education and enterprise. AppMakers USA, founded in 2014 by CEO Daniel Higham, celebrates 11 years of building scalable, AI-driven apps across education and enterprise. From a mobile app design firm to a full-service development company, they empower startups and businesses to bring app ideas to life. Their portfolio spans education, entertainment, and enterprise, showcasing their ability to cater to various industries. By embracing AI and cross-platform development, AppMakers USA stays ahead of market trends, creating apps like Echo Journal with natural language processing. Their commitment to quality and long-term partnerships sets them apart, with many clients continuing to work with them through multiple product cycles. With a 4.85 client satisfaction rating, AppMakers USA's growth over the last 11 years is a result of nurtured relationships and delivered results.
Bottles and Bites, Gray's Craze uncorks experiential wine pairing board. Gray's Craze, the nation's largest charcuterie franchise, has launched a new wine pairing board in partnership with snob-free sommelier Warner Boyne Dowlern. This first-of-its-kind experience includes a selection of sweet and savory foods paired with wines, along with a pocket guide to wine pairings. Available in three sizes, the wine pairing board offers a sophisticated yet approachable way to enjoy high-quality charcuterie at home. Corey Hibbard, president of Gray's Craze, describes it as more than just a product, but an experience that combines upscale elements with approachability. The wine pairing board is available nationwide for in-store pickup, delivery, and catering, along with the pocket guide to wine pairings. Follow Gray's Craze on Instagram for more wine pairing tips and charcuterie experiences.
Signorama supports National Youth Development Organization, First Tee. Signorama, the world's leading sign and graphics franchise, announced its support of First Tee, a nonprofit youth development organization focused on empowering kids and teens through golf. Signorama is becoming a national impact partner, providing a grant program for over 100 First Tee chapters in the U.S. First Tee, established in 1997, combines golf with a life skills curriculum to help young people develop self-confidence and resilience. Signorama's partnership includes up to $75,000 in grants for signage needs like event signage, branding signage, and vehicle graphics. This initiative aims to bring visibility to the impactful work of First Tee chapters nationwide. For more information on First Tee, visit firsttee.org, and for Signorama, visit signorama.com.
Stonegate Capital Partners initiates coverage on Pensana PLC. Stonegate Capital Partners has initiated coverage on Pensana PLC, highlighting their unique approach to the rare earth supply chain. Pensana's U.S.-facing downstream strategy sets them apart, with strong demand already secured for their high-specification product. The company's fully funded operation at the Longanjo project in Angola is progressing well, with construction on schedule and contractors mobilized on site. With a focus on NdPr, essential for various technologies, Pensana is strategically positioned to become a key Western supplier. The board is even considering a potential NASDAQ uplisting, which could further enhance institutional access and trading liquidity. Stonegate values PRE at $3.34 to $6.68, expecting significant re-ratings as Pensana executes their mine-to-magnet strategy.
Stonegate Capital Partners initiates coverage on Vinte Vivienda's Integrales, BMT. Stonegate Capital Partners has initiated coverage on Vinte Vivienda's Integrales, trading under BMV Vinte. Vinte reported a total revenue of MXN 3.66 billion, up 211.3% year-over-year, driven by the Hever acquisition. Despite a 6.8% decrease from pro forma 2Q24 revenue, average selling prices increased by 11.8%. Consolidated EBITDA reached 647.6 million, up on 24.7% year-over-year. Vinte titled 3,715 homes in 2Q25, more than doubling year-over-year, with Infonavit remaining a primary financing source. The company continues to grow its revenue drivers, focusing on green certified housing and ESG strategies. Management has reiterated its 2025 guidance and remains well-positioned to benefit from housing undersupply and ESG capital inflows. Stonegate's valuation ranges from $46.89 to $69.39 using a DCF model and $42.31 to $64.95 using EV EBITDA analysis.
Lenzing reaffirms platinum status in the EcoVadis ESG rating. Lenzing, based in Austria, has once again achieved platinum status in EcoVadis sustainability rating, placing them in the top 1% globally. CEO Rohit Agarwal emphasizes their leadership in setting sustainability standards. Lenzing excelled in labor and human rights and ethics this year, showcasing their commitment to responsible growth. EcoVadis, with over 150,000 rated companies, recognizes Lenzing's ESG strategy implementation. For more information, visit Lenzing's online sustainability report.
Standard Chartered GBA business confidence indices rise to multi-year high levels. The latest Standard Chartered Greater Bay Area Business Confidence Index showed a broad-based recovery in business sentiment in the third quarter, with indices rising to multi-year high levels. The survey period saw reduced external uncertainty following the U.S.-China trade truce extension, leading to quarter-on-quarter improvements in business activities and outlook. Almost all current performance and expectations sub-indices rebounded, with Hong Kong experiencing the strongest rise in confidence. While the survey findings reflect positivism, the persisted trade uncertainty may impact business sentiment. Strategies like exploring overseas markets and addressing challenges from anti-involution are being adopted by GBA companies to mitigate risks and improve performance.
Infocon to publish its results for the third quarter of 2025 on Thursday, October 23, 2025. Infocon will be publishing its results for the third quarter of 2025 on Thursday, October 23, 2025. The media release and presentation will be available at 7 a.m. CEST, followed by a web conference via Microsoft Teams at 9:30 a.m. CEST. The web conference will be conducted in English. Infocon is a leading provider of innovative instrumentation and critical sensor technologies. For more information and to access the web conference, visit www.infocon.com/webconference. Stay updated with Infocon's communication calendar and sign up for email alerts on their website. Infocon's registered shares, IFCN, are listed on SIX Swiss Exchange.
Mission IR News Breaks. Ucore Rare Metals Inc., UCU, OTCQX, UURAF, taps Greenland's massive Tanbreez deposit to fuel rapid SX rare earth processing. Ucore Rare Metals recently signed a letter of intent with Critical Metals Corp. to secure up to 10,000 metric tons annually of heavy rare earth concentrate, reducing U.S. reliance on China for critical materials like dysprosium and terbium. This move leverages Greenland's Tanbreez project and Ucore's rapid SX TM separation technology to build a North American rare earth supply chain for EVs, wind turbines, and defense tech. As global demand for rare earths grows, this agreement marks a significant step towards strengthening national security and powering future technologies.
Investor News Breaks. Lafleur Minerals Inc. CSC LFLFLRF unlocks potential and low-cost path to gold production. Lafleur Minerals, a Canada-headquartered company, is developing the Swanson site, which it believes will yield gold due to initial investigation and nearby gold recovery. With over 36,000 meters of historical drilling data, the company has the potential to benefit from restarting production operations at the Beacon Gold Mill, valued over $71 million. The mill, capable of processing over 750 metric tons per day, requires an estimated $5 million in restart upgrades. Lafleur Minerals serves as a conduit for surrounding deposits looking to jumpstart production. The company acquired the mill in bankruptcy proceedings for a fraction of its value and has received over $20 million in upgrades. With the recent surge in gold prices, Lafleur Minerals is strategically positioned to take advantage of the market's optimism and unlock the low-cost path to gold production.
Mission IR News breaks: Global Tech Corp GTK strategy accelerates growth across AI, e-commerce, and cloud computing. Global Tech Corporation, a U.S.-based holding company, is accelerating growth across AI, e-commerce, and cloud computing. Their strategy involves acquiring or collaborating with technology platforms that show robust operations and growth potential. Recent initiatives include the launch of an AI and big data center of excellence in Pakistan, aimed at accelerating digital transformation and enterprise AI adoption. Global Tech's roadmap targets assets in AI-driven compliance, e-commerce, and digital lending. This approach positions Global Tech to monetize its platforms through capital market access, multi-service operations, and participation in the digital value chain, from broadband networks to cloud computing. Mission IR News breaks: Why West Vault Mining Inc., OTCQM, WVMDF, is one to watch. West Vault Mining Inc., a development stage gold company trading on the TSX.V under the symbol WVM and on the OTCQX under the symbol WVMDF, is implementing a low-risk, cash-conservative strategy. The company focuses on acquiring, advancing, and holding high-quality gold projects in prime jurisdictions to maximize shareholder returns. Since its inception in 2009, West Vault has concentrated on opportunities in North America's top gold-bearing regions, leading to the development of its flagship Hasbrouck Gold Project in Nevada. This project is fully permitted and ready for construction. For more information, visit the company's newsroom at the provided link.
Tech Media breaks: Blue Sky AI Inc., OTCII, to present at Emerging Growth Conference on October 22, 2025. Blue Sky AI Inc., OTCII, will be presenting at the Emerging Growth Conference on October 22, 2025. The event will feature CEO Trent D'Ambrosio and COO Dan Gay, providing a corporate update and taking questions from shareholders and investors. Blue Sky AI is known for developing the Neo Cloud of the future through its SkyMod data centers, offering GPU as a service. Based in Salt Lake City, Utah, Blue Sky AI delivers modular data center infrastructure for artificial intelligence, empowering entities from startup to scale up to drive innovation without compromise. Investor news breaks: Optimum Bank Holdings, Inc., American, OPHC, to present at LD Micro's 19th annual main event in San Diego. Optimum Bank Holdings, Inc., American, OPHC, is set to present at LD Micro's 19th annual main event in San Diego. The presentation, scheduled for October 20, 2025 at 1:30 p.m. PT, will be delivered by Moishe Gubin, Chairman of the Board. Gubin expressed excitement about sharing Optimum Bank's growth story and community-first model at the event. The LD Micro main event provides a platform for small-cap companies like Optimum Bank to connect with investors. Optimum Bank, founded in 2000 in Fort Lauderdale, Florida, focuses on traditional in-person banking for businesses and consumers across the state. Traded on the NYSE American under the symbol OPHC, the bank combines personal service with modern digital convenience to meet the needs of its customers. Rock breaks: Nikola Mining Inc., NIA, OTCQB, HUVF, advances preparation for 2026 exploration drilling at Treasure Mountain Silver Project. Nikola Mining Inc. provided an update on preparation work at its Treasure Mountain Silver Project, outlining plans for the 2026 exploration drilling program. The project, located in British Columbia, was placed on care and maintenance in 2013. Following years of groundwork, including surveys and sampling, The company received permits for drilling and trenching, as well as a mine lease extension through 2032. Nicola Mining owns a mill and tailings facility near Merritt, BC, and has high-grade gold and copper projects. The company's fully permitted mill can process both gold and silver feed. For more information, visit the company's newsroom at the provided link.
Cetera Intelligent Data Platform, now available on AWS Marketplace. Cetera, a leader in intelligent data management, has announced that the Cetera Intelligent Data Platform is now available in AWS Marketplace. This platform delivers a secure, compliant, and scalable data fabric across various environments, offering seamless integration, centralized control, automated protection, and intelligent insights. AWS customers can now access the Cetera Intelligent Data Platform and enterprise data services directly within AWS Marketplace, streamlining purchase and management. Simon Michelson, VP, Alliances at Cetera, stated that this move is about unlocking a future driven by data intelligence. The platform is now generally available in AWS Marketplace, empowering enterprises to innovate and harness the full potential of their data estate. For more information, visit Cetera's website. Investor news breaks: New Pacific Metals Corp., Newegg, American, NEP, announces $35 million bought deal financing. New Pacific Metals Corp., trading on the TSX as Newegg and on the NYSE American as NEUP, has announced a $35.1 million bought deal financing. The offering consists of 9.9 million common shares at $3.55 per share, with an overallotment option for an additional 1.485 million shares. Silvercorp Metals Inc. plans to participate by subscribing to 2,776,950 shares, bringing its ownership to about 28.05% of New Pacific's outstanding shares. The proceeds will support exploration and development at the Carangas and Silver Sand projects, as well as general corporate purposes. The offering is expected to close around October 21, 2025, pending regulatory approvals.
Open Compute Project Foundation and OIX announced strategic alliance. Today, the Open Compute Project Foundation, OCP, and OIX Association announce a new collaboration as alliance partners to develop a unified, co-branded open standard. This standard harmonizes the OIX2 data center standard with OCP ReadyTM V2 for hyperscale requirements, focusing on metro edge facilities. The aim is to simplify implementation for data center operators facilitating massive scale interconnection between networks for hyperscale users. OIX Vice Chairman of the Board, Eli D. Scherer, expressed excitement for this new standard, aligning with OCP's goal of providing open access to operational best practices. The OCP ReadyTM program, shaping data center design, now includes AI requirements. This collaboration will advance by offering a new Metro Edge data center site assessment specifically addressing hyperscale network requirements. This partnership aims to simplify and standardize data center assessments at the Metro Edge, empowering hyperscale data center operators to efficiently support interconnection needs. Duos Technologies to present at LD Micro Main Event Zeitteen. Duos Technologies Group Inker will present at the 19th annual LD Micro Main Event on October 21st at 2:30 p.m. PT. President Doug Recker and CFO Adrian Goldfarb will discuss the company's operational progress and growth across edge data centers. Investors can also meet with management to talk about financial outlook and long-term value creation. The event will feature around 120 companies presenting in half-hour increments and one-on-one investor meetings. To learn more about Duos Technologies, visit their website and social media channels.
Investor news breaks. Alliance Creative Group, OTCGX, expands digital portfolio with acquisition of three industry websites. Alliance Creative Group, Inc., ACGX, has expanded its digital portfolio by acquiring three established online platforms serving the hospitality, education, and legal sectors. The strategic acquisition, completed through cash and restricted stock, includes a consulting agreement to align long-term interests. CEO Paul Sorkin stated, "These acquisitions are crucial to our foundation as we modernize and grow in these industries." The acquired sites will undergo upgrades with enhanced technology, AI integration, and improved monetization strategies to boost engagement and performance. ACGX continues to build its media, marketing, and digital asset ventures globally while maintaining holdings in Peoplevine, Say Less Spritz, and Connect Gifting.
ITS Logistics October Port Rail Ramp Index, low import volumes and CDL scrutiny shake up peak season. ITS Logistics released its October forecast in the U.S. Port Rail Ramp Freight Index, showing a continued downward trend in import volumes. This is leading to tighter assessment of accessorial fees by ports during peak season. The evolving regulatory environment around non-domiciled CDLs is also causing lower cost capacity to leave the market, raising the risk of financial insolvency for carriers. These factors are squeezing the drayage market, potentially causing issues for shippers. The Federal Motor Carrier Safety Administration's emergency ruling on CDL eligibility has led to enforcement efforts across states, impacting the capacity market. Import volumes are projected to continue dropping, with ocean carriers enforcing accessorial schedules strictly. ITS Logistics recommends shippers review their supply chains for inefficiencies that could be penalized. Visit the ITS Logistics website for a full copy of the index with expected forecasts for U.S. port and rail ramps. Investor news breaks. United States Antimony Corporation, NYS American Y, YSE Texas, UI, raises $25 million through securities purchase agreement with leading mutual fund. United States Antimony Corporation, a producer and processor of antimony and other critical minerals, has raised $25 million through a securities purchase agreement with a leading mutual fund. The funds will support inventory expansion, leasehold acquisitions, capacity increases, strategic acquisitions, and general working capital. Over the past 45 days, the company has raised a total of $69.25 million from major institutions, strengthening its institutional shareholder base. The offering is expected to close around October 14, 2025, with Titan Partners Group acting as the sole placement agent. U.S. Antimony Corporation processes antimony oxide, antimony metal, and precious metals in Montana and Mexico, and also mines and processes zeolite in Idaho. For more information, visit the company's website at usantimony.com. Investor news breaks. Favo Capital, OTC Favo, appoints Gary F. Bauman as independent director. Favo Capital, a diversified financial company, has appointed Gary F. Bauman, Esq., as an independent director to its board. Bauman, with over 25 years of experience in construction and commercial litigation, brings valuable expertise to the team. Sean Quinn, president of Favo Capital, highlighted Bauman's appointment as a strategic move to guide the company's growth. Bauman's background includes advising developers and institutions on compliance and risk management. In addition to his role at Favo Capital, Bauman serves on the board of Island Dolphin Care and is a recognized speaker on ethics, construction law, and governance. This appointment underscores Favo Capital's commitment to building a strong and experienced board to steer the company through its next phase of expansion.
Investor news breaks. Lahontan Gold Corp., OTQB, LGCXFF, submits notice of operations LNM for drilling at West Santa Fe project. Lahontan Gold Corp., LGCXFF, has submitted a notice of operations to the U.S. Bureau of Land Management for drilling at the West Santa Fe project. The company plans to twin historic holes, drill down dip, and test mineralization along strike. Lahontan aims to validate historic drill data and expand gold and silver mineralization at West Santa Fe. The flagship Santa Fe mine project has a significant mineral resource and production history. Lahontan is focused on advancing the Santa Fe mine project towards production and drilling the West Santa Fe project in 2025. For more information, visit Lahontan Gold Corp.'s website. Biomed news breaks. Humacyte Inc., NASDAQ UMA, announces $60 million registered direct offering of common stock and warrants. Humacyte Inc. has announced a $60 million registered direct offering of common stock and warrants. The offering, oversubscribed, involves 28,436,018 shares of common stock and accompanying warrants at $2.11 per unit. The warrants become exercisable 180 days after issuance with an exercise price of $2.11 per share and an expiration date of April 7, 2031. Gross proceeds are expected to reach $60 million before fees and expenses, with the closing expected around October 8, 2025. D. Boral Capital LLC is the exclusive placement agent for the offering. Humacyte, Inc. is a biotechnology platform company developing bioengineered human tissues for medical applications with a focus on improving patient lives and transforming medicine practices. For more information, visit humacyte.com.
Should you include platinum in your safe haven portfolio? The recent surge in the price of platinum, with an 85% climb this year, has investors questioning if they should add this precious metal to their safe haven assets like gold. To make an informed decision, it's important to compare platinum and gold. You can get exposure to platinum in various ways, from buying the physical metal to investing in ETFs or shares of companies that extract the metal, like Platinum Group Metals Limited American PTM, PLG. Remember to do your due diligence before making any investment decisions.
Investor news breaks. DataVault AI Inc., NASDAQ, DVLT, signs LOI to acquire NYIAX, expanding blockchain and exchange capabilities across global markets. DataVault AI Inc., a leader in AI-driven data valuation and monetization, has announced the signing of a letter of intent to acquire NYIAX Inc., a technology and services company with global operations. The proposed acquisition, pending NASDAQ approval, will integrate NYIAX's blockchain-powered exchange and advertising unit into DataVault AI's ecosystem. This move will enhance DataVault AI's IDE platform by adding transparent, automated trading capabilities. CEO Nathaniel Bradley stated that this acquisition will redefine data monetization, while NYIAX CEO Terry Gallo called it a new era in financial market precision and privacy-first technologies. DataVault AI plans to launch multiple exchanges in the coming quarters, including the International Elements Exchange and American Political Exchange. Alpha Cognition Inc. to present at Spartan Capital Securities second annual investor conference. Alpha Cognition Inc., a biopharmaceutical company focused on neurodegenerative diseases, will be presenting at Spartan Capital Securities second annual investor conference on November 3, 2025 in New York City. The event aims to connect innovative companies like Alpha Cognition with institutional investors. CEO Michael McFadden expressed excitement about sharing the company's progress and engaging with potential investors. The conference, organized with B2i Digital, will feature over 60 companies across various sectors, with Alpha Cognition offering its unique perspective to attendees. This platform provides a valuable opportunity for networking and dialogue between growth companies and the investment community.
Aura Systems Inc. to present at Spartan Capital Securities' second annual investor conference. Aura Systems Inc., OTC, AUSI, will present at Spartan Capital Securities' second annual investor conference on November 3, 2025, in New York City. Aura's axial flux induction technology, developed with over $150 million, offers advantages like no rare earth magnets, 60% less copper, and higher efficiency. President Sipora Lavoot expressed excitement about sharing Aura's progress with investors. The conference, organized with B2i Digital, will feature 60 companies across various sectors, expecting over 500 investors. CEO David Shapiro highlighted the event's focus on connecting investors with growth companies. Spartan Capital Securities, known for expert advice and personalized service, will host the conference, providing opportunities for dialogue and networking. Angkor Resources identifies second drill target for oil and gas on its Block Vate, Cambodia. Angkor Resources Corp. has identified a second drill target for oil and gas on its Block 8 project in Cambodia. Enercam Resources Co. Ltd. has discovered a second anticline in the central Bokor Basin with a clear four-way closure and a depth of 900 to 1,200 meters. The company's management team is confident in the potential of this new site, which covers approximately 60 square kilometers. CEO Delaine Weeks expressed optimism about the discovery of two clear drilling targets, highlighting the significant size of both South Bokor and Central Bokor. The company will continue to develop a drilling plan based on ongoing processing and interpretation of seismic data. Angkor Resources Corp. is a leading resource optimizer in Cambodia, focusing on mineral and energy solutions in Canada and Cambodia.
Metro Spaces, Inc. announces transformational agreement, marking its corporate rebirth. Metro Spaces, Inc. has announced a transformative agreement with Genesis Holdings, Inc. to sell MetroCrowd and MetroHouse for $1 million in convertible preferred stock. This deal marks a significant step in rebuilding the company, providing access to funding and a clear business plan. CEO Oscar Brito will lead both companies post-transaction, ensuring operational efficiency and synergy. Metro Spaces will retain Abode Stays, focusing on high-end short-term residences. The future looks promising for Metro Spaces as it moves forward with renewed strength and structure, thanks to the support of its shareholders.
Intellum partners with Fresh Cognate to deliver data-driven learning strategies. Intellum, the leading enterprise learning management platform, has announced a strategic partnership with Fresh Cognate, an educational strategy and design company. This collaboration aims to provide enterprises with data-driven learning strategies that drive measurable business impact at scale. Fresh Cognate specializes in high-quality, high-impact learning experiences, aligning every initiative with clear business objectives. By combining Intellum's industry-leading platform with Fresh Cognate's expertise, clients can expect engaging, scalable learning initiatives that deliver tangible results. This partnership offers Intellum customers access to strategic consulting, creative design, and personalized solutions built to evolve alongside their business goals. Together, Intellum and Fresh Cognate are shaping the future of learning.
CME Group expands into the Middle East with Dubai International Financial Center office opening. CME Group, the world's leading derivatives marketplace, has expanded into the Middle East with the opening of its Dubai office in Dubai International Financial Center. Operating under a DFSA license, this move comes in response to increased demand for trading access in the region. The new office will enhance client services and provide opportunities in benchmark products. With Sharif Jagman leading the Middle East and Africa division, CME Group aims to strengthen its presence in the region. This expansion underscores Dubai's role as a global financial hub and highlights the growing opportunities in the Middle East, Africa, and South Asia. For more information, visit CME Group's website.
Sun Knowledge, leading the medical accounts receivable revolution for physicians and hospitals across USA. Sun Knowledge, Inc., a leader in healthcare revenue cycle management, has revolutionized accounts receivable management for physicians and hospitals nationwide. With expertise in specialties like DME, cardiology, pain management, and more, Sun Knowledge sets new standards in AR management by improving reimbursement collection speed and transparency. The company's coast-to-coast presence and proven expertise in addressing regional payer complexities make it a go-to partner for healthcare organizations. By reducing AR days by up to 72% and enhancing collections by 80%, Sun Knowledge's industry dominance is evident. With a focus on efficiency and human expertise, Sun Knowledge empowers various healthcare verticals with tailored RCM solutions, leading to cost savings of up to 80% without compromising quality.
Thank you for joining us today. That's it for this episode of the NewsRamp Business and Corporate Podcast. As a reminder, NewsRamp curates news from leading newswires like Newsworthy.ai, 24-7PressRelease.com, NewsDirect.com, and BlockchainWire.io. We encourage you to visit NewsRamp.com to read all of today's news.